Welcome to Talk of the Town on 99.1 KPGM. I'm Dalton Spence, your host.
I'm here with Thomas Trembley, Sr. Thomas Trembley, Sr., may I add. Mr. Trembley, you're running for office, District 1 in Osage County. If I'm wrong, you can correct me there. But what is your intentions for running? Why did you run?
Well, I had many reasons. Some of the reasons were... seemed like early infighting in candidates over there before I even put my name in the hat. I felt like a lot of candidates were qualified and weren't heard. A lot of them had a good technical experience, and many of them would have made fine commissioners, in my opinion. But it just seemed like they weren't getting a chance to speak openly at sometimes, and sometimes there seemed to be some conflicts at some meetings, and that kind of drove me to wonder, well, what's going on? Maybe I need to show up at some of these meetings and find out what is going on. And for the most part, the meetings ran really good. I enjoyed showing up there and listening to people, and I felt that the current commissioners all run a very good program. They run a very good system of government, and they're all very qualified at what they do. The former commissioner, he's current, Mr. Jones, I think he's done an excellent job on everything he has done on his career there. And he's made a lot of improvements in the yard itself. I know he's responsible, or whoever the county commissioner is going to be responsible for about $7 million in inventory. They'll have to be auditing every year and upkeeping and constantly managing.
Would you say that would be your biggest challenge if you were elected county commissioner?
I would say that is not the biggest challenge. I say that is a challenge. The biggest challenge will be maintaining good roads under kind of the current conditions we're in, economic conditions we're in. So supplies are going to cost more, and your fuel costs for different materials. So you're going to have to really stick to budgeting, kind of like is currently happening right now. I mean, people are pretty frugal and responsible with the county money, as far as I'm concerned, at this point. And I really don't see a need for a big change. Of course, when you get elected, there's always a change. But as far as the way the system is ran, the way things work over there, I don't plan to do any kind of what they call big style management turnaround programs. I plan to try to keep a even keel and steady boat and go with the course of action as laid out and try to keep it running in the proper manner.
All right. And what... what got you, well, I guess I already asked what got you into the hat in the ring, but what would be, let's see here, I'm trying to think of how I want to word this. You've been to every meeting that I've been to so far, probably even more than I've been to by far.
I think about 5 months of meetings so far this year is what I got under my belt, four to 5 months.
All right.
Spread out from February till present day, and I plan to stay at these meetings until... actually, the day before the election, there's a meeting. I will be at that meeting.
Okay.
And for many reasons. One, to find out how things work, to learn more. I feel like if you do go to these meetings, you have a little bit of insight on how the county governments ran and how the format of the commissioners' meetings are ran.
All right. And we were told about the... sign vandalism deal there's going on.
Oh, yes. That was that's been very disappointing. We have a grassroots, low-budget campaign, small amount of money being put into it just because it's just the way it is. And some of these smaller campaigns, you just don't have the advantages of the corporate sponsors and, you know, the big money packs. But despite that, we're creative in the signs that we did come up with, and on the ones that we did purchase, about 11 or 12 of those have been taken, and I don't know where they're at. Then we had six big ones, which were more of a artistic endeavor on my part. I actually put them together, painted them, and tried to create them to have a little standout against my opponent. And we had one set up on a building, and it was vandalized and destroyed and thrown away. I'm still working with the district attorney and police. Anytime they want to work with me, I'm really ready to work with them. As far as actually getting anything on paper, I have not received anything, nor have I seen anything. But I have been verbally advised by the Pasco Police Department that they did have some witnesses. Confessions seemed to be brought about, and there was a camera somewhere. So whether I win or lose this election, I still plan to pursue this action.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on 99.1 KPGM. We'll be right back after these words. This is Talk of the Town on 99.1 KPGM. Today, I'm Dalton Spence talking to Thomas Trembley, who's running for District 1 County Commissioner of Osage County.
You said that you wanted to keep a ship that's pretty much sailing in the same path as it is for the most part. What would be one of the things that you would like to change up just a little bit to improve?
Well, one of the things, because we have a we are going into a more tourist friendly environment in this area. It's an economic driving force. We all should recognize that, and we all know our cattle and oil and tribal governments and federal governments are going to help out and are going to be there and are going to be a kind of your mainstay. But tourism's coming on. I say we do a beautification project where when you enter the county, it looks great. When you leave the county, it looks great. And everywhere in between, say like the little culvert areas where they have like the cement bridge caps and things like that. Well, those can be painted. Those can have reflective coatings on them. You could have proper reflection for your corners so that people come around will. So just the standard things of maybe weed eating, keeping your grass corners at your four ways down low. So it's one, it's a safety reason, and two, a lot of times safety and beautification come along and go hand in hand.
Well, you're not wrong there, because Lord knows back where I'm from, they do a horrible job with cleaning up the sides of the road. So grass hasn't been mowed in months, it feels like. So,
well, on that subject, sometimes depending on the weather, your grass grows out of control. Sometimes depending on weather, it doesn't grow at all. A good road boss and a road crew will know when to mow that grass, when it should be mowed. A lot of times you can take care of things at the very end of the season, and like now, October, and you won't really have to worry about it until March or April. And then when March and April come around, if you have some small teams, you know, two- or three-man teams that can go out and take care of those areas, I see no problem in keeping the roads mowed. But now here's another thing. We also need some of the landowners that have, the ability coming in, jumping in every once in a while and mowing an extra 50 yards each side of their access to their place, or which a lot of them do that. If you look in the Bartlesville area, a lot of the rural landscape is kept in very nice condition, and the people take care of their small spreads, and that's great. And some of them do jump out there and take care of some of the county roads a little bit further than their own property area. And they should be commended. And at the same time, we should look forward to having that mutual benefit for each other. It works out. It's a hand-in-hand. The citizens got to help out with the government. The government's got to help out with the citizens.
All right. That makes perfectly good sense to me anyway. Is there anything else you just want to get out there?
Well, let's see. Yes, safety issues will be all weather conditions we're responsible for. I will be responsible for 975 miles of roads in my district. My district has four times the amount of roads as District 2 and two times the amount as District 3. So when it comes to budgeting, all that does need to be taken into consideration.
All right.
As far as some of the other issues lately, one of the hottest topics lately has been the jail issue. And I think our County Commissioner Jones has come up with some good problem-solving ideas. One of them was bringing the OCCA, which is the Office of County Commissioner Association, Oklahoma County Commissioner Association, and they have insurance packages, things like this. They separate kind of the jails from the sheriff's department, so the headache's a little bit off of the sheriff and more onto the jail administrator. Sometimes they just have separate jail administrations. That program they were talking about a couple weeks ago at the meeting really, I thought, was a good one. And if I was commissioner, I actually would go that route or at least be open to listening to it.
Okay. Yeah, I know the jail thing has just been one of the main hot things ever since I've started working here and going to meetings. So,
and I really can't talk about it at meetings because I'm kind of limited. But one of the questions I did have was, I wonder if clean and sanitary conditions in jails make a difference with the problems associated with jails, as far as inmates' mental stability might be have a little bit more what you call stableness if you do have a clean and sanitary environment.
All right, Mr. Trembley, I think that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for coming out.
Well, thank you very much. I enjoyed this interview. I hope to come back in a couple weeks and visit with you again and give you an update on some of my projects I got going in Pawhuska. One of them, before I go, is a community cleanup project. Me and some of the younger kids in the, I say young adults, 18 to 20, we mow, weed eat, and take care of three or four areas in the town of Pawhuska and have been for a couple of months. It's part of my campaign of showing this is how you curb appeal. And we've been taking care of some property free gratis just to show what we can do and what can be accomplished if a few people work together.
All right. Sounds like a great project, by the way.
It really is. And if you come over to Pawhuska, I'd like to I'll walk with you downtown and show you the whole area.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
And thank you so much for listening to the Talk of the Town on 99.1 KPGM.